I think that we are going to be in better shape than any university for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is a lot of people have worked very hard at it with over the course of the summer and visiting with them. Another one is we have a story to tell that no other university has, and we're able to go to them and say, okay, you cut us back. We all got cut 11% and the whole bit. We weren't too crazy about it, but we did some things that no other university in this state has done, for that matter, country, in terms of getting more efficient, putting money back into the classroom, into research, and all those kinds of things. We can tell them we did more with less, and a whole bunch of other people didn't. And I think that I can assure you that that resonates with the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and folks like that. And I don't want to be overly optimistic because you don't know how much of the money that they're going to spend. The truth of the matter is that the revenue estimate for the last session of the legislature, had we known what was going on, you almost wouldn't have had to cut anything because there is so much money there now from oil revenues and from sales tax revenues and the general recovery of Texas that there is money there to restore most of the cuts that occurred before, and still have, you know, pretty good chunk of money in the rainy day fund if you wanted to use that. The big driver always is going to be Medicaid, and so depending on how they treat Medicaid, and that's such a big chunk of money in the $5 billion that may have to be paid back to Medicaid and stuff like that is always a big driver in any appropriations. But I don't get this sense, like we did in the last session of the legislature, that, okay, by God, higher education and public education is where we're going to find our money. What really happened in the last session of the legislature is everybody, all agencies said, okay, we're going to cut everybody 5%. That's going to be the money. And then human resources got exempted from it. And then highway department got exempted. And somebody else got exempted until the only ones you had left were education and a few others. And so they wound up bearing the whole brunt of what that was about. Well, we tried to spend a lot of time with members of the legislature over the last year and a half or so, is just talking about what you get for your buck, how important research is, all those kinds of things, and using examples and stuff like that, letting them see that Dr. Russell could have prevented the Bastrop fire if he'd have had the money to move that out, letting them see what happens in all of these research labs and stuff like that. And so some of you have probably seen them. I mean, we brought legislators in here on a very regular basis specifically to look at research capabilities and what those things do in terms of creating jobs and stuff like that, and delineating the differences that a big research university has over perhaps some others. So I don't know how much money they're going to spend. I do believe very strongly that this university is in better shape, has a better story to tell, has more friends than we had in the last session of the legislature than almost anybody else. And we hope the legislature will see that we're good stewards of their money and invest in us. But I feel better about it today than I did last summer.